John chapter 2. A wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out, take it to the master of the banquet." The master tasted the water that had been turned into wine, although he did not realize where it had come from. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." This was the first of Jesus' miraculous signs. He thus revealed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. Jesus, you filled large jars of water and changed them into wine. You ordered them filled to the brim. That which was intended for ritual washing is now vital and sparkling. You made the ordinary into the extraordinary. And we pray for such a transforming miracle. Convert our ordinariness into lives of effervescence and vitality. Instead of being filled to the brim with the anemic, fill us instead with vivaciousness. We want to bubble and sparkle with the power of God. Reveal your honor and glory in us. Do so completely. Do so with totality. Ever increase in us, ever evolve in us, so that others may say of us that the best is ever evident, that the best is being revealed and being saved for the last. May people put their trust in you, because we are filled to the brim with you. May our fullness be a marvel and blessing to others, a witness to your miraculous presence in us. We also ask that you would fully pour out your presence into the new wineskins of our lives. Help us to be pliable, supple, and expandable. Lord Jesus, expand our thinking to include the elasticity that will always be necessary to hold the freshness of the gospel. We know that worn-out receptacles can never contain the effervescence of your life and message. So intervene in our lives if necessary, and save us from becoming brittle, rigid, or inflexible. And as you fill us, help us to stretch. Continue stretching us, Lord. Fill us and expand us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Saturate us with the refreshing love of God. And we also ask for reserves for tomorrow. We pray for a residual fullness. You took 5 loaves and 2 fish and multiplied and multiplied so that even after 5,000 people had eaten, 12 basket loads were filled with extra. You are the God of more than enough. So save us from underestimating your capacity to fill and fill again. Help us to comprehend your capacity to give. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Father, thank you for inviting us to sit at your banqueting table. Jesus, bread of life, we hunger for your presence. Holy Spirit, we thirst for you. Hover over me, Holy Spirit. Bathe my trembling heart and brow. Fill me with thy hallowed presence. Come, oh come and fill me now. Fill me now. Fill me now. Jesus, come and fill me now. Fill me with thy hallowed presence.